Donna Kerridge is joining us from Cairns. Now, plans to exempt many small-scale natural health product manufacturers and rongoā practitioners from regulation under the Therapeutic Products Bill have been announced by the government this week. Thank you for joining us. The Associate Minister for Health, Penny Hinder, says Māori will retain determination around what rongoā means to us and who is a rongoā practitioner. Donna Kerridge is the spokesperson for the governance body for rongoā Māori, Te Kahui Rongoā. She joins us from Cairns. Donna, tēnā koe, tōhine, it's great to have another yarn. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Dale. Lovely to talk to you. I just need to correct something there. I'm no longer the spokesperson for Te Kahui Rongoā. I have handed the reins over to our new chair and co-chair.
And I appreciate the update. Thank you. Well, let's talk with you as somebody who's had a long involvement in the sector then. The government says they will not regulate rongoā in the new regulatory system. Does this mean that whānau can manage rongoā just as they have for generations, Donna?
No, absolutely not. You know, I feel like we've been played again. I really do. There's some key words in their statement that in most cases, Māori will be able to continue to practice. So I don't know what that means. I have no idea what that means. Does that mean you can do rongoā unless we say otherwise?
I do take your point. What's the best way to protect rongoā, therefore, and rongoā practitioners?
Well, conspicuous by its absence in that release yesterday were the words rangatiratanga. Rangatiratanga and te tiriti. So I think the government has deliberately avoided talking to our rights as rongoā practitioners, as whānau Māori, to access our taonga rongoā Māori. You know, if the Crown had have responded to Y262 instead of continuing to avoid it, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. But addressing Y262 report would mean committing themselves to the reality that Māori retained our rights to rangatiratanga. We did so in 1840 and we continue to do so today. Reclassifying our taonga as a natural health product or a medical device is a deliberate attempt to circumvent Crown obligations to Māori. Essentially, sorry to raise, and I know I always do, sorry Dale, but it gets my blood boiling. Essentially, the Crown has graciously conceded that so long as Māori limit rongoā to a cottage industry, they will allow it. However, should we show signs of or attempt any serious commercial potential, the Crown retains the right to set the rules.
That's a very important observation, Donna. And it should be taken very seriously. You've got a lot of experience here. Like you, many others, and myself included, frustrated at the inability for the government to consider the wide and overarching issues that are implied in the Y262 claim. As you say, it's almost been pushed to the back of the queue. Let's sort out, if we can, this rongoā Māori, because we're having a look at this area, but without going to the Y262, which has been problematic, it feels like the Crown's got the cart before the horse.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important for Māori to understand that promises to address our issues in secondary legislation, as is the case, is disingenuous. The people making that promise may not even be around at that point. If the current administration was serious, they would ensure that in the supplementary order paper they are currently preparing, they would acknowledge Māori rights to rangatiratanga over our taonga, and that rongoā Māori would have no place within the Therapeutic Products Bill.
The government say that they'll establish an advisory committee of rongoā experts that might come tapping on your door, sister, and Māori health leaders to implement the new provisions in the bill. Do you agree with this move?
Well, I think that the Therapeutic Products Bill is bigger than rongoā Māori, and it has many other implications for Māori, and I don't propose to talk about those things, but I do propose to talk about rongoā Māori And I think that Crown-appointed Māori are still Crown-appointed officials. And that is not good enough. Māori, iwi, hapu, whānau, we each retain the right to practice rongoā Māori the way that is relevant to us, to our location, to our whakapapa, to our pūrākau, to our geological resources that are available to us. The Crown doesn't get to make that call. And calling us advisors to the Crown, what a load of rubbish. We are the expert. We are the authority. We are not advisors to the Crown.
They should come to us for advice. And maybe they'd get it right. Look, Donna, you've been forced, and, you know, and I know that you've had a strong love of our people and utilising these age-old ways. And now people are cottoning on to it. You've got pharmaceutical companies that are going global and really tahaing all of these principles and intellectual property garnered by Indigenous peoples across the world. And it just seems we're being trampled upon again, excluded from discussions. And as you say, called in at the last minute to be something to of an advisor to a Crown panel. They've got it back to front here. Ultimately, where's this all heading? You're in Cairns at the moment. I just wonder whether there's any interesting similarities in Australia, because I know that they move in on various products. For instance, I know that they've limited kava in Aussie, where it's available to those who utilise kava here in New Zealand. So there are some differences. And at one stage, there was even a Trans-Tasman therapeutic agency that was going to oversee all health matters of these types on both sides of the Tasman. That didn't happen, but it was certainly mooted some years ago. What does the international model tell us? Donna, what are you learning while you're over there?
So recently I spoke at a hui in, I think it was Sydney. And at that hui, one of the indigenous, one of the Aboriginal whānau there, noted that since these rules have come into play in Australia, not a single Aboriginal indigenous remedy has been approved by the Crown here. Now, I haven't had a chance to check that. That was very clearly their statement. Since this law, or a similar law that they have over here, has come into play, not a single Aboriginal remedy has been approved.
Warning bells, warning signs.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, to say that the Crown, you know, like we should be grateful that they've actually acknowledged that they've gone too far, you know, that they've had this great epiphany in them, and imply some sort of confession on their part. It just insults their intelligence. They knew this. This was raised with them in the last 10 years. We have said it over and over again. Nothing we are saying is new, and nothing we are demanding impacts on any other sector or population group in Aotearoa. I can't see what their problem is. We're not asking to stop anybody else from doing anything. We're not curbing anybody else's ability to practice. We are merely insisting on our right to rangatiratanga over our taonga, and that should not be clouded with the details that go in this bill. If the current administration wanted to acknowledge that in the supplementary order paper, they could do it tomorrow. They choose not to. And it's really, really clear that they want to retain control over our taonga as and when they see fit. And I'm sorry, I have very little time for a Crown-appointed panel. Yes, I think they will come to Māori and ask us for us to submit people to go on that panel. And I really am grateful for those people who dare to do that. However, at the end of the day, and I have heard this said again and again, about Piaka Whai Ora, at the end of the day, the Crown is the boss. Now, I'm really sorry to drop them in it, but they answer to the minister. and so will this board answer to the minister. Māori don't answer to the minister over our taonga. We are responsible to our tupuna and our generations to come. End of story.
Tēnā koe, Donna. Some wonderful kōrero. Don't stay away from home for too long, all right, Donna Kerridge?
I'm home on Sunday, thank you.
All right, sister. Thanks very much. Some really interesting kōrero. Thanks for sharing it with us. It's an important kaupapa. Tēnā koe. Donna Kerridge in Cairns today. It's early there. It's 5:32, or maybe it's 5:55 now, so nearly 6.